Hey everybody, Sharon McLaughlin here. I'm the founder of MindLow and the Female Physician Entrepreneurs Facebook group. Each week, I'll be bringing you tips to help build your business. One of the problems that we have as business owners is that we don't know where to focus, and this is where my journals come in. Could you do me a favor? If you like what you're hearing, could you leave a good review and also share it with a friend? This week, I wanted to talk about mission statements, vision statements, and value statements, and the difference between them. So let's get started. We'll break them down. A mission statement is more or less what your company does. It describes the organization's purpose and the overall intention. It communicates purpose and direction for yourself, for your employees, for customers. It has to be aligned with what you're doing, right? Your activities kind of have to match the mission, have to have the core value beliefs. And all of this is why I wanted to discuss it this week. So when you're thinking about the mission statement, answer these questions. What is your organization's purpose and why does your organization exist? As far as the vision statement, it's basically what's going to happen in the future. Where do you want to take your company? Where is it headed? And how do you bring your company there? It creates the mental image so that you can see it, your employees can see it, your customers can see it. So then in a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, whatever it is, whatever goal you have, that's basically your vision statement, where you want to take your company. It may include some problems that you want to solve, where you're headed. So all of that should be clearly defined for yourself and for your customers. Lastly, core beliefs. Core beliefs are important for a number of reasons. They do help with the decision-making of yourself as well as your employees. If the common core beliefs are well-defined, your employees will be able to make decisions without you because it'll be based on what the core value of the business is, what the core value of you is. And obviously, as a business owner, you're going to be bringing your core beliefs into the company itself. It's what's going to be important to you as a business leader, as a CEO. Let's go through some examples of mission statements. LinkedIn, to connect the world's professionals to make them more productive and successful. Now, if we think about the different social media platforms, I do think of LinkedIn as far as going there, like business to business, B2B. So that's really a clear mission statement for them. What about some others? Facebook, to give people the power to share and make them more open and connected. And again, that's what I think it does, right? If you think about all the different social platforms, where are the best communities? They're on Facebook and the Facebook groups. I have joined LinkedIn groups. I've joined other groups. Nothing is as special as Facebook. So they're true to their mission statement. What about some others? Twitter, to give everyone the power to create and share ideas and information instantly. And they do that just that, right? You can do like one or two sentences and put it out there for others to hear. Very different, very fast than compared to the other social media platforms. What about PayPal? To build the world's most convenient payment system. And it does that, right? It has a website, it's really convenient, it's a cost-effective overall solution. It's really easy. The barrier into PayPal is very low. It's just new buttons to be able to sell. So again, their mission statement isn't aligned with what they're doing. And we can go through some others as well. What about Walt Disney? Walt Disney's one actually surprised me. Now this may not be the most up-to-date, but this is what I found. To be one of the world's leading producers and providers of entertainment and information, using the portfolio of brands to differentiate its content, services, and consumer products. Now, when I think about Disney, I think about smiling kids, families, laughter. And I don't know, I thought this was like a bit serious for them, but listen, I'm not the CEO of Disney. I would definitely do the emotional tug. I think whatever advertising we ever do, try to rely on emotions, right? We hear that over and over again. Storytelling, emotion, that emotional tug, it's important. So let's go through some examples of the vision statement. LinkedIn has to create an economic opportunity for every member of the global workforce. Ford has an example of people working together as lean global enterprise to make people's lives better through automated and mobile leadership. And Southwest Airlines, to be the world's most loved, most efficient, and most profitable airline. I think that's a really great vision statement. It's so hard with airlines nowadays. I know they're getting a bad rap. There's like a lot of delays and all. But nonetheless, this is Southwest Airlines' vision statement, and I like it. Tesla, to create the most compelling car company of the 21st century by driving the world's transition to electronic vehicles. And that's exactly what Tesla is trying to do, right? And of course, I always have to bring in the animals because I love animals. The San Diego Zoo, to become the world leader as connecting people to wildlife and conservation. And what a great vision statement, right? To become a world leader. When I think of world leaders, I want to think of a zoo, but that's what they're using in their vision statement. So again, you can play around a lot with this. But for me, with my company Mindlul, it's important for me to be able to sit down so that when people ask me questions, I know clearly what my vision statement is, my mission statement, and then my core beliefs and values. Each of us will be different, important to us. This is something that we should be discussing and should be able to define. You could keep it on a Google Drive so that when people ask about this, it's visible. But it's not only just putting it on your website or a Google Drive, it really has to be practiced, right? It comes into the culture of your company. So let's go on and give some more examples. With Amazon, customer obsession, invention, simplify, learn and be curious. For other ones like Uber, it's like they want to build globally, they live locally, customer service, customer obsessed, celebrate the differences. These are all the values of a company. Microsoft, all about innovation, diversity, and inclusion, and corporate social responsibility, some philanthropy, environment, and trustworthy computing system. So again, you can go online, you can Google this, but really have a good definition of what your core value beliefs are. Again, this is something I wanted to do because I'm working on this now with my company, Mindlul. I can go through their mission statement. Our company, Mindlul, exists to provide planning tools for women entrepreneurs who feel stuck so that they can focus and achieve their desired goals. Now, can I make this better? Absolutely. But it's a good baseline for me to start working off of. This way, when people ask me, I'm really clear about what Mindlul does. I provide planning tools, right? I'm creating journals so that women who are stuck, women entrepreneurs, small business owners are stuck, they can focus and achieve the desired goals by planning ahead of time and knowing exactly what they want to do for the week, for the day after, sit down the night before and plan out your next day. That's what my journals and planners are all about. So hopefully that will give them the results that they're trying to do rather than kind of being loosey-goosey all over the place. All right, guys, I'll see you on another episode. I'll see you next week, and I'll see you in the group. Thanks so much for your support. Love you. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you like us, please give us a nice review and tell your family and friends about us. We'll see you on another episode.